Okay, you say the intro so we can get into it.
Yo, welcome to episode 94 of the Breeze Podcast. Today is a special episode. You'll find out later. But I'm your host, John McCauley here, my boy.
Victor White, what's up?
Bro, I'm blessed. You know, last week we had a conversation.
Your word of mouth is our oxygen.
That's Fox, my boy. But last week we had a conversation. We had a serious conversation, bro. You know what
I mean? We had a serious conversation about what?
About Victor White getting his results for...
Yes. And I'm in.
Bro, he's in.
I am the first Bajan to ever go to the Stockholm School of Economics.
He's in, bro. Roll the
intro. In the history of...
Breeze.
Okay.
Talk to me. Tell me. I wanna break it down for me. When you found out, I wanna know what's good, B. Like,
so what I'll say is, like, you can watch a more appealing version on my YouTube channel. So if you check that out, you're going to see the season finale and also, like, everything that I'm going to explain to you now in video form. So you should watch it afterwards. Anyhow, John, so I wake up, today's admissions day, like, you know, and last year I knew by 10 o'clock, you know, but I wake up at like 5:30, you know, obviously, like, I check, nothing's there. Check at 8, nothing is there. Check at 9, nothing is there. And then 9:30, there's a glitch. And it's like, there's 10,600 people have been on the website. You're in the queue to get, to go onto the website so it doesn't crash, right? Mm-hmm. And so I go in, it's not there. And I'm filming as well, so for a vlog. So I'm like, you know, I got the phone and like the camera recording and all that stuff. And every time it's a disappointment. But then 11:30, bro, we're in the kitchen. My mom's making some food. I log in on the thing and I scroll down and I was like, Guys, if you listen to this Friday morning, you can go on my girlfriend's Instagram story, The Foreign Philosophy, and you can check it out there. Or maybe it's on Negi__. I don't know, but it's on there. I personally haven't posted anything, John, because I'm going to drop bangers tomorrow. This podcast will drop tomorrow. The freaking season finale will drop tomorrow. The announcement of freshman year, season 5 of World of White will drop tomorrow. Geez. I'm going to be the first
title,
person.
Bro. You got
title. Yes, freshman year. It's coming in. I'll be the first person to vlog in that school. John, it's such an elite piece of...
Bro, I'm happy.
And I'm coming in there with the blackness, John.
I'm so happy, bro. It's about time. You know what I mean? Like, I knew this was going to happen. I always believe in the man. You know what I mean? Like,
I will report how many black people there are in the class. How many Indian people? How many white? There's going to be like 95% white people. Okay. Anyhow, I am here to spill the beans.
So, yo, when do you start?
There is a mingle and mathematics introduction August 10th. And then there's a summer math course for 2 weeks. And then there's an intro week before the uni actually starts. And then it starts like the 27th of August.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bro, yo, that's right there. That's like, yo, that's right there, bro. Oh. That's actually...
So now it's like, I was on the phone with my boy and he's like, you got to do this. Like, you can't miss these deadlines for this and this. Like, I don't want to talk about that too much for it. Like, but he was like, I didn't do it, so I'm still paying for it. Like, you know, I got like, ooh, it's sick.
Bro, I'm so proud of the man. Never accepted. That's like, that's big. That's big news. Yeah. That's like...
Yeah. That's big news. Huge. It is huge.
That's big, bro. Like, I'm excited. I'm excited for the month.
Thanks.
Only, it's only up from here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but like, and sorry.
Nah, I mean, like, if you look at the journey that we took in this, on this podcast so far, it's kind of crazy. It's actually nuts. You know? I mean, we spoke about it, like, we briefly spoke about it, like,
yeah,
in the beginning of the podcast. No, like,
yeah,
stuff is becoming reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's John, like, you probably felt the same way when you got into Ivy, but it's like this relief that your life, you now have this safety net. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was like, for the first 24, 48 hours, I was like, there's no way this is real. I was just like refreshing the page, being like,
yeah,
this can't be real. And you, yeah. It's like, it's so surreal just because,
yeah,
you work all these years to get to do the, to yeah, accomplish this goal. And it's like, when yeah, you finally do it, it's like, go pinch yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 But that's the thing too, like, it's the journey that's the fun part. That's yeah, what counts. Like, now when I'm here, like, yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
This is wild, bro. This is wild.
It's so wild, John. Like,
so, like, talk about the program. Like, talk about, like, because, like, our listeners probably wouldn't really know, like.
Yeah, so it's 100% in English. Like, we are the pioneer class of the first, like, when they turned it 100% to a international business, yeah, like the school is ranked 41st in the entire world in terms of business. It's like, yeah, I would say I didn't count on the thing, but it's definitely top 10 in Europe.
Mm.
It must be top 10 because you have all the Ivy Leagues in the top 41, and then you have and then you have like Oxford, and you have London School of Economics, and but yeah, so the program is business, like data analytics. It's like, yes. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna get something in the mail, and then we can take that on that podcast, because now we have a lot of stuff to, like,
yeah, it's a lot. I mean, like, that's the content gonna shift a little bit. We can talk about talk about econ and shit, econ 101. I mean, I'm excited, bro.
Yeah, but so John, do you know Swiss Beats, right?
Yeah.
You know he has a Harvard degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the new vibe, guys. Like, if you're a pro athlete and you don't have like a sick degree, then you're not on the right level. Like, if you're a musician or a producer and you don't like have a degree from like a top college.
He also has a Harvard case written about him. It's just like,
oh wow, that's amazing.
That's my goal right there. Like, if I get a Harvard case written about me, like, and I go in and teach it, it's like, yeah.
That's super sick. No, but so I feel like I'm on the path, like, similar to Swiss Beats, where it's like, you want to prove, I don't have anything to prove to anyone, really. Like, because, like, when I did the skiing thing, like, I proved a lot to myself. Like, that was all about me. Mm-hmm. And also a little bit about, like, other people that I want to, like, you know, I can do this. Like, do you get what I mean? People that doubted you, etc. But, like, now, like, in terms of, like, personal growth, I've come so far that I'm on another place. Where it's like Gary Vaynerchuk always says, like, you can either... Like, there's two ways to build the tallest building in town. You can either tear down everyone else's and your building is there standing tall, the tallest, or you can just focus on building the tallest building.
True.
And, like, it's clear, like, you and me, John, like, we've been focused on building the tallest building from day one. So,
yeah, bro, I'm trying to see your building from Canada, man. Like, that's cool.
Oh, I think I see your building from here, John. I see it.
I'm seeing, like, a piece of, like, I think it's a vocal booth and, like, the camera. Like, tell me.
Yeah. That's me.
Yo, I mean, wait, like, I'll flash with my frame, phone. Bro. In the frame. Like, try the frame there.
Oh, yeah. But I'm thinking it gives it more character. Like,
I mean, if you like it, then you can
leave. Do you get what I mean?
I feel you. I mean, it's modern day art.
Yeah. Because without it, then it's like, you know how when you shoot and you have like leaves in front. Like,
you're the video monster.
You know?
I believe.
What's up? I'm going to, like, listen, guys. So I'm going to get serious for a second. So, like, in all honesty, like, I can imagine when you look at my Instagram and when you look at my life and you think it's pretty spectacular and, like, you know, amazing, which it is. And I'm so grateful for every inch of my life. But the reality is, like, I come from really humble beginnings. Like, my mom, when I was a kid, when I started out skiing, like, she was working three jobs, bro, to get me skiing certain, like, competitions. She could never come with me to skiing competitions. Like, it happened, like, what, twice, three times. But other than that, like, she sent me off to, like, older kids or other people that I found myself on the internet. They're going to those competitions. And then, like, in terms of, like, my dad, he was working, like, a carpenter, a handyman, whatever. So, and then he got cancer. So, yeah. Like, you know, and the thing is, like, I've grown up in an environment where people around me have had stuff and help and people supporting them and parents hooking them up with sponsors or whatever in terms of skiing or, like, they'll have all the resources in the world. I didn't have that. I had to go after everything that I have by myself. And what I'm trying to say here is, like, if you're determined to do something, guys, if you want to better your life, it's not easy. You got to be patient and it takes time and you got to be resilient. Sure. But it is possible. Like, guys, you just wait. Like, clip this shot like 10 years from now and you're gonna see, like, I don't think that the happiness lies in materialistic things such as, like, money and stuff like that. Money gives you freedom if you use it the right way and comfort, but I don't, like, true happiness for me doesn't lie in that, but it does help you out a lot along the way. Sure. And so I just feel like I'm living proof of, like all my wildest dreams, like, are coming true because I'm working towards them and I'm working hard for it.
I'll tell you this too, like, when you start school, like, you'll realize it's probably going to be like how, like, the environment of, like, your skiing career in terms of all these, like, rich kids, all how everything in the world. And then it's like, you come in with, like, you're from this guy, this black guy.
My vlog camera.
And it's like, you got a chip on your shoulder. And, like, that plays to your advantage, you know what I mean? Like, it really does. And I mean, that's, I mean, you'll see it come before your eyes. You'll be like, yo, I'm actually out here doing this. I have a purpose. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of these people out here.
Yeah.
You know, they're just there because they can be there. You know what I mean? Like,
God probably
called up and was like, yo, I want my son, my daughter in this class. It's like, but you actually, you're in here. You're worth that. So, I mean,
yeah,
I'll say enjoy that.
There's many examples of those cases, like, and I even know of them, like, in my class this year, but it's not my place to talk about that. Like, that's, you know, because I know, and I've seen it myself, when someone has to fight for something themselves and not use strings of whatever and pull, like, favors, you know. Like, that, you're so much more capable when you have to do stuff yourself. So much more capable. 100%. Gives you a lot of knowledge and all that stuff. So,
Yo, it's exciting times, bro. It's exciting times, man. Stuff is happening. It is. The ball is rolling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm excited. I'm honestly excited for the moment, for real, for real. Like, it's going to be an experience. I, like, you'll never forget that, for real.
No. So I am excited. It'll be nice to challenge myself intellectually as well. Like, that's the part that I look forward to. And I also look forward to diving deep into the world of, like, finance. Mm. Like, I wanna know finance. And I wanna break it down in dummy terms to everyone here on the podcast. Like, you know, whatever, like, because it's Yes,
that's big, bro. That's big for real. Like, I'm still here. Like, oh man, this man is out here.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, we kind of, like, my week was just making emails, calls, trying to organize myself for, like, the upcoming weeks.
Yeah,
like, we're not gonna get into that, but we could get into chopped up.
No. But yeah, you're organizing stuff and stuff. But isn't it funny how when you're done, I get into this
thing. Yeah.
Like, and but the thing that, because you know I'm competitive, John.
True, I know this.
But you're older than me, and you've already walked this path, which is of tremendous help, because when I'm struggling, I can ask you.
I got the answer.
That's always, bro. Okay,
That's the way this podcast is going to be so interesting moving forward, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be amazing, correct?
So I had this deep conversation with my girlfriend one night. And at the end of it, I said, as long as I'll have John, I'll be fine. That was not the right thing to say. That was not the right thing to say.
What was her response, fam?
Yeah, I don't know how much you know about Persians, but they do have a temperament. I can tell you that.
Chopped
up.
Yo, your boy, Kanye West.
Yeah.
You want to talk about this, or do you think it's a waste of time?
I don't know how newsworthy it is. What, he's running professor, he hasn't even filed his bid.
I think it's pretty hilarious, I'm going to be honest. Like
supporting Trump anymore.
The birthday party. That's what he's running under. Like,
What for this election? Is that what?
Yeah, bro. It's 2020.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, I feel we spoke about this earlier, or we speculated this earlier in the podcast, but it's happening. And I think as much as it's more headlines than anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Kanye B, this goes off. He just goes off on the rant. You can't really take him.
Yeah.
This big, like, the big boys are talking though. You know what I mean? He's just trying to get in that conversation. Yeah. But I don't know, B. That's just headlines.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a lot of talk about, like, when Bloomberg was, like, you know, on the verge. And then it's like, okay, Bloomberg filed for blah, blah, blah in the state of blah, blah, blah. And, like, Kanye has no infrastructure. They can't pay the infrastructure. He hasn't filed. Like, there's all these things.
He has Kim and Elon Musk and a preacher from Wyoming. That's all he has.
Yeah.
Three people. I'm like, Elon, all right.
I'll support you. Legend. What did they talk about?
Yo, that's what just makes me think is just, like, PR, man. Like, nothing really be seen on, like, in these headlines for real. If you're talking about... Yeah, I got a preacher for Wyoming. I'm going to make Elon Musk, like, the head of space program. Like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, the guy's running space.
That would be good, though. Like, honestly. Like,
I mean, I don't think so just because it's going to be in government. So, like, I don't think stuff will be able to move at the speed that he's accustomed to moving it. You know what I mean? So, I think it's just PR, man. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Sweden was mentioned in the morning brew today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Don't remember. Something about
The economy? Yeah.
Oh, the cost. Like, the reason why Sweden's economy took a dip, even though it stayed open.
I remember, because it was in the Morning Brew yesterday, they mentioned it, but it didn't really go in depth. Yeah. I've read the Morning Brew this morning.
Yeah.
But, I was going to about Sweden, because you guys haven't closed anything. Like, I know there are countries that are, like, going into, like, second wave, and, like Australia is closing now again. Mm. So what's the status there? Because, like, we're now opening up a little bit.
Yeah.
And in Ontario.
It's as there is no coronavirus. Like, everything is as normal. Like, you haven't noticed anything except for cinemas being closed. Mm. Amusement parks are closed.
Restaurants are open?
Restaurants are open. Like, they've opened up. Like, I think there were a phase where... No, the thing that Sweden did was they capped it at 50 people.
Okay.
50 people in...
So my question, like, in terms of school, like, when you start school, is going to be in person?
Yeah, so school is, like, it's scheduled to start in person in August. Like, like, you're not obligated to wear a face mask. Like, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's wild. Up here, like, I think Western is talking about doing it virtual. So, like, if I started school in Canada this year, I would be cheese. You know what I mean? It'd be like, I'm doing
all this money.
Pay all this money and I'm doing it virtual on Zoom. Like, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's good that you are going to do that in person. Like, in person is where is what you pay for. You know what I mean? Yeah. In person, you're paying for those
But I don't pay. Thanks, Swedish passport.
True. Like in person is where you go to university. You know what I mean? Like, you go to meet people, you go to network.
So true.
That's the most, like, grades are ain't worth nothing if you ain't got the network to go behind. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's different times for sure. Yeah. But, bro, I'm still pumped on this, bro. Like, this guy's out here, SSE.
Yeah,
we're out here.
Big things. This is sick. I have a funny story for Chopped Up. So I'm currently working on a deal with OneSki. It's like a full suit ski outwear company, right? And so they sent me a suit, like it's a one-piece suit to try on. And on the suit, they have a map of the world, okay? Guess what country isn't visible on the map?
Barbados.
Yes.
As always.
So I'm like, as a reply to the guys, I'm like, yeah, quality is great, suit is perfect. However, I would like to see Barbados more visible. Maybe that's something we can work out for the future. Yeah. Yo, don't you think but the thing is, like, so my manager, William, he's Belgian. And don't you think he jumps on the train? It's like, oh yeah, Victor really needs Barbados on the map. And then you also got to see the trident. Like, and he just had my back so hard, like within a minute after I sent the email. And then the guy's like, yeah, we can work something out for the coming collections. And I was like, yes.
Yo.
Literally putting Barbados on the map. physically
you gotta shout out all those managers. My manager is really good out there. If you have a good manager, you're blessed. Shout out to William for real.
I finally found the right fit, John, finally, in terms of that stuff, which is sick.
About time.
No, but anyhow, we needed to make this a short video, and I have a season finale to shoot,
bro. Let's get out of here. I'm proud of the man once again.
Thanks, shout John.
I see you doing the thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. We're just over here. Let's get it.
Okay, peace.